Welcome back, everybody. Jones-Cowart Stadium as the Navasota Rattlers taking on the Ferb Brahmins tonight in the opening of district play. And we're visiting with head coach Casey Dacus. This is the Gessner Heating and Air pregame show. Gessner Heating and Air, your comfort is our business. Coach, rather than what we normally do and sort of go through the highs and lows of the last game, what I want to talk about is just sort of the highs and lows of the pre-district so far and your team's attitude. Are they buying in, much like they did last year, to the idea that what we've done so far has been a learning process? There have been highs, there have been lows, and now is when it really counts. Are they able to sort of forget but learn from what's happened in the past?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's one of those things where it's really going to really depend on a lot on our senior leadership and the guys that have been here and the guys that know, you know, that pre-district is for getting ready for district, because, you know, you divide the season into three parts, you know, pre-district, which gets you ready for district, then district when it counts, and then after that, the playoffs. And so, you know, we've gotten through the first part of the season relatively healthy. We lost a couple of guys early, but we've gotten a couple of guys back too. So we feel good about where we're at. But yeah, to answer your question, last year, you know, we were in the same boat. Definitely didn't want to be in the same boat this year, but it is what it is at this point. And so we've got to find a way to get out of that, you know, that the hole that we've kind of dug ourselves. But the good news is tonight we start over and we're 0-0. And the whole motto all week's been, let's go 1-0 today. Just be 1-0 today, and then the rest of it will take care of itself.
Does it give any comfort that it doesn't really look like it's a wide problem, like there's a whole bunch of fires out there to put out, that it's been specific to ball security, that it's been specific to not being able to move the chains, that it's been specific to the defense being on the field too long? And there's a few fires that have to be put out, but not a whole lot of fires.
Right, and I think it's a combination of all those things that you just said. You know, we started off the season really struggling offensively and playing really, really good defensively against, you know, two quality opponents when you're talking about Episcopal and then Sealy. And then I felt like once we got to the Rudder game, offensively we picked it up a little bit, but I felt like our defense was starting to show a little bit of wear, you know, just from being on the field as much as they have been. So, you know, all those things kind of add up to put us in the situation that we're in right now, not to mention turnovers. You know, this past week I think we had six more, and can't do that and beat anybody, you know. So we've got to do a lot better job with ball security. We've got to take care of the football. We can't put our defense in short fields. We have to do a better job of cashing in while we're on offense as well. But, you know, overall, I know the scoreboard didn't reflect it last week, but we felt good about some of the progress that we've made, you know, offensively and defensively with some personnel changes and moving some guys around. And we felt good about that. We just got to, you know, we got to make it happen on the scoreboard. So quit turning the ball over, take care of it, and keep our defense off the field is a recipe for a good game.
It's easy to say quit turning the ball over, I know. And we talked about this last week, too, and the drills that you go through to try to ensure ball security and such as that. But, I mean, what else can you do? What else can you do on the practice field to make sure that they hold on to the ball? When, like we said last week, all fumbles are not going to be their fault. Some of them are going to be a great defensive hit. But what more can you do?
I just think you got to emphasize the positive. You know, I learned from a wise coach when I was first getting started, you know, that you don't say don't fumble the ball, you say protect the football or take care of the football. Or I think it's just in the way that you go about, you know, stressing that. And so we've tried to be positive about it, you know, and we've tried to talk about focus, you know, because a lot of times ball security is a focus issue, you know, and a guy is so worried about making another player miss or making an extra yard or two here or there instead of really worrying about what's the most important thing, and that's having the possession at the end of the play. And so we've got to do a better job of just locking in on what our responsibilities are and focusing and on taking care of the football. And I think a lot of that other stuff kind of fall into place.
You're exactly right. You can't just say don't fumble the ball. It's not like they want to fumble the ball, but actually talking about the mechanics involved with a ball carrier to prevent fumbling the ball, where they carry the ball, shifting the ball from one hand to the other hand, it's those kind of fundamentals that they need to take care of.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we always tell them, you know, keep the ball high and tight and tight to your chest, and we try to cover the points just like everybody does, you know. And then the other thing we always talk about is, you know, when you're fixing to run through traffic, get two hands on the ball, you know, wrap it up and cover it up. And we've really been stressing that, especially the last couple of weeks. I know it doesn't show that the last couple of weeks on the field, but hopefully we're going to get better at that and we're going to continue to focus on it.
Another thing that I know you want your kids to be aware of is keeping their composure during a football game. I said I wasn't going to go into the negatives from last week, but obviously when you cut that lead to 5 points in the second half after the fumble recovery and then the nice drive for the touchdown, they got the ball. Madisonville got the ball back again, and it looks like you were forcing them into a punt situation, and then we got that sportsmanlike call. Keeping the composure is something that's very, very important.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I really thought last week's game was kind of almost a carbon copy of the week before, the Rutter game, but the roles were just flipped. You know, I thought against Rutter we played really, really well in the first half, obviously, and we didn't finish the deal, and we gave them some momentum in the second half, and it got rolling. We couldn't stop it, you know, and I felt like this past week was almost the exact same game. It's just the roles were switched, and Madisonville played a really good first half. Then we started climbing back into it in the third quarter, and you're exactly right. You know, you hate to point to one play and say that was the difference in the game because there were so many other things we could have done at other points of the game to give ourselves a better chance. But at the time that occurred, which was about probably two or three minutes left in the third quarter, I think it was, and you know, we were down five. We had just gotten them stopped on third down, and then we had a guy that didn't control his emotions, and he got a flag, and it broke our back, you know, in a lot of ways. That was the possession where we gave them a first down after that personal foul penalty, and they scored and put it back into two possessions, and that kind of took some of the wind out of our sails. But no, you're exactly right, and we talk about that all the time. You know, it's you got to be selfless. You can't be selfish. And a lot of guys, when they get personal foul penalties, typically are selfish in that they're thinking about themselves. And, you know, one of the things that we talk about as far as team goes is you got to put team above me. You know, you can't worry about you. And it's always the second guy that gets caught. So in defense of our player, he was getting taunted. The guy was clapping in his face and mouthing off. But you can't put your hands on a kid after the play is over. That's what we did in that situation. That cost us 15 yards and eventually cost us a touchdown. And also stopped the momentum that we had up into that point, because it was pretty, you know, it was almost like that snowball rolling down the hill we talked about last week, except we were the ones pushing it down the hill instead of trying to stop it. And so we hurt ourselves in that situation and gave them new life and gave them a chance to overcome it, and they did, and then the rest is history.
All right, we talked about it. We've had 16 quarters of warm-up before this district opener with last year a 41-8 win on your way to five straight district wins. So this is district play. We touched on this in the first segment, but talk a little bit more about starting district play and this district, same district we were in last year. Is it a stronger district than it was last year, do you think?
I think it's going to be a lot more even. You know, there's a lot of teams in this district that are athletic. You know, obviously, Yates and Wheatley and Stafford and those guys are all very similar. But I think it's going to be a deeper district this year. I think there's a lot of teams that could win on any given night, and I think you're going to have to bring your A game, which is what we're going to have to do every week to be able to get back to where we were last year.
When you look at the district, it's the non-district standings of the district. It's obvious that, like you all, they've scheduled a lot of good teams. A couple of teams, it looks like Worthing and North Forest, evidently lost a couple of games to the flood. But Worthing comes in at 2-1. Wheatley and Fur are 2-2. North Forest 1-2, and Yates, Navasota, and Stafford still looking for that first win. So sort of talk about what you look at in their non-district.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, honestly. We came into the year really thinking Stafford was going to be probably one of the front runners, and they still may be, obviously, but because we're just now starting district at 0-0. But, you know, we watched those guys last year in track, and a lot of times you can tell what kind of speed a team has, obviously, by going to track meets and seeing those guys run. And Stafford, when we were in the area in regional meets, they dominated those meets. And they had lots of kids coming back. And so I'm a little surprised that they're 0-4. They've played a pretty good pre-district schedule, kind of like we have. So I know that that's in a lot of ways meaningless. But they're a team that we think's got a chance to be pretty good, and a team that's going to be quite a challenge for us. You know, the other schools, Wheatley is about what we thought they were going to be. That's who ended up beating us last year in the last district game that we had. They're very similar to how they were last year, and so we knew they were going to be a good challenge again. Fur, last year nobody knew much about them, you know, and I think we went in, going into district, they were picked about fifth or sixth in the district and by the coaches, and I think they finished third. And so they were a team last year that did a really nice job of moving up, and they played well at the end of the year to give themselves a chance. So you just never know. That's why they play. If they played it based on statistics and all that kind of stuff, you wouldn't play the game, but that's why they play the game. And so you never know what you're going to get. Depends on what team shows up which night, and hopefully we're the ones showing up taking care of business.
Fur comes in at 2-2. You look at their first two wins, they won their first two games by a combined score of 88-6, and they showed some offense. I saw some film of that Kashmir game, a 54-6 win. They've got some speed, and they've got some real skill players.
No, they really do, and I got a chance to actually watch them in person on the night they played Kashmir. Mm-hmm. That was a Thursday night, and I got a chance to go scout those guys that night. So I was impressed with them. They definitely have athleticism, especially the skill positions. They can really run. And so we're going to have to do a nice job, especially on defense, of being just lined up right, because they throw a lot of stuff at you with tackle over formations and two tight end formations and two backs and sometimes four wides. So they mix it up a lot more than most of those Houston schools do, and so we're going to have to align right and be in the right position.
They have defensively, what do they look like defensively?
They run a split on defense. They're a 4-2, really a 4-2-5. They like to play it on one high a lot of times and like to have eight guys in the box try to stop the run. So I would say that they're probably their biggest goal is to make you one-dimensional and make you try to throw the ball. And so hopefully tonight when we get a chance to throw it, we'll take advantage of that.
Well, we earned the district title last year on the football field, so tonight is the start of really the goal that you set out. You have a goal week after week to win a football game. That hasn't worked out for us yet, but the next big goal is to bring back that district trophy and really get on a roll going into the playoffs, and that's the goal as we start out tonight.
Absolutely, yeah. The number one goal for our team when we first set goals at the beginning of the year in August was to win a district championship. That was the number one goal we set out for. And the good news is whether we're 0-4 or 4-0, it really doesn't matter, because at the end of the day it's 0-0, and we got to take care of these six games right here. And so, we still got all of our goals are still in front of us. We haven't lost any of them yet. So we're in good position, maybe not with the record, but we feel like personnel-wise we're getting better. We know that we've had a pretty good week of practice this week, and we have really the last 3 weeks we felt like practice has been really, really good. And so we're excited to play tonight and to see kind of start this year off and hopefully be 1-0.
Gessner Heating and Air is the pregame sponsor. Your comfort is our business. Coach Casey Dacus has been our guest. Bryce Jones and I will be back and get you the starting lineups and get this one kicked off from Coward Stadium in Houston. It's district play, and this is Navasota football on Willie 98.7.